Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless you all on this blessed day. This is Brother Nate with the Church of Christ, the Life Message. Thanking God for all you that's listening. May the Lord bless you and keep you in Jesus' name. Amen. Had a little confusion that's thrown me off, but I am back on here, coming on a little late now. But I pray that those of you who are listening to the broadcast, praise the Lord, my apologies for that. And I pray that this message will get over to you in Jesus' name. Amen. Glory be to God. Father, I thank you in the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord. And Father, I thank you, Lord, for this blessed day in Christ Jesus. And dear Lord, we ask today, Lord God, that you will bless on this broadcast in Jesus' name for your glory. And Father, I just thank you for what you're doing and what you're going to do in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise be to God. Thank God for another blessed day in Christ Jesus. Jesus Christ is Lord. Once again, I had missed out on this time to come before you guys, and I apologize for the inconvenience. Amen. And glory be to God. I pray that those of you who are listening to the broadcast would get still get the message out of what that I'm trying to deliver today. It is very important, glory to God, that this message goes out. Amen. And once again, had some a miscommunication. Now I am here, and for those of you who are listening to this broadcast and seeing that, you know, I'm coming on late, once again, all glory and honor and praise go to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I pray that you would still get a chance to hear this broadcast. Some of you may end up listening to it later on. And some of you, you know, amen, may not. I pray that all would. Amen. Glory be to God. Time had caught up on me. And before I knew it, my Lord. But praise be to God. I want to bring to you guys' attention something that I saw in the news that, you know, when I was looking on my laptop, and I think that was yesterday. Amen. Something came to my attention in the news here. It is very important because, and the reason why it's important, because it is showing what we're heading to and what's going on in this day and time, okay? Glory to God. And how very important it is that we be watchful for these particular things that is happening, okay? I want to read to you first a article that, and according to this article, it had come out April 26, 2022. And the title of this article is Fictosexual Man Married Hologram Bride, but now struggles to bond with her. Yeah, you heard me right. I'm going to read it again. Fictosexual man married hologram bride, but now struggles to bond with her. Now, I ask that you would give me your undivided attention as I read this article concerning this fictosexual man marrying a hologram bride. Okay? Amen. And it's going to be more than one part to this, I'm pretty sure. A part two tomorrow where that I can start off with it again and go a little bit more. Okay. This is what this article says. It says, she's not real, but his feelings are. A fictosexual man who wed a fictional computer synthesized pop singer 4 years ago said he's now unable to communicate with his wife, but is still in love with her. Did you hear that? He called a fictional computer synthesized pop singer his wife. He have claimed that he married something that was fictional. That's what fictosexuality is. People who become attracted to that which is fictional. Okay? The man name is Akahiko Kondo, who is 38 years old, was dating Hatsune Miku, depicted in pop culture as a 16-year-old with turquoise hair, for a decade before they had an official wedding ceremony in 2018. Kondo, one of many who identifies as fictosexual or someone who is sexually attracted to fictional characters, spent 2 million yen or about $17,300 on the nuptials, but his family did not attend. Now, did you hear that? Now married for 4 years, Kondo, 38, said his relationship has hit a roadblock. He can no longer speak with Miku due to a technological hurdle, according to Japanese newspaper Manichi. Okay? While Kondo acknowledged his relationship might be odd, he understands Miku isn't a real person. It doesn't change his feelings for her. Since falling in love with her in 2008, Kondo was finally able to interact with Miku for the first time in 2017 thanks to a gate box, a $1,300 machine that allowed device owners to interact with characters via holograms and even unofficially marry them. But now, his four-year marriage took a turn when support for Gatebox software was eliminated, meaning that Kondo could no longer speak with his wife, Miku, according to NewsHub. Okay. Kondo insists it hasn't lessened his feelings. My love for Miku hasn't changed, he told Manichi, which noted he now cared about a life-size version of Miku. I held the wedding ceremony because I thought I could be with her forever. Now, people, this is serious now, okay? This is no joke, okay? It goes on to say, Kondo is far from the only person in the world in a relationship with a character. Thousands of fictosexual people in Japan have begun similar unofficial relationships with a variety of fictitious figures, the Mirror reported. Now, it said, while some relationships are just for kicks, Kondo's is to him very real. For a long time, he said he knew a human partner just wasn't for him due to his intense attraction to characters like Miku, a popular figure in anime and Japanese culture. Created as a synthesized voice using Yamaha's Vocaloid technology. Mike, who entered mainstream media as a human, but fictionalized. Character in manga, anime series, and video game. Eventually, she became prominent enough to tour with the likes of Lady Gaga on her 2014 Art Pop Ball tour. Okay. So this man, and some of you may say, why are you speaking on this? Because I want you to understand, even though it's talking about this fictosexuality going on in Japan, I'm here to tell you it's coming this way. Okay? Whether you believe it or not, it's coming this way. Now, I'm going to do a part two to this because I got off to a bad start here on part one. But it's coming this way, people. Okay? And this is something very serious. Okay? Because remember, when they first started coming with what is called virtual reality, and people became fascinated with it, but not understanding overall the negative side of the virtual reality or what it will cause you to do. Okay? And I'm here to say that in reading this report here, at least five or six things from the Word of God came to me. Okay? Amen. About five or six things in the Word of God came to me concerning this fixosexuality. Now, I got to admit, before yesterday, I never heard of a fictosexuality. I've never heard of it at all, okay? And when I was seeing this reported on the news on my laptop, and I'm like, what is that? Okay. And then come to find out that there are other categories that falls fictosexuality. And I want to name them for you on a website that is titled Fictosexuality. Yes, it's real and valid. It lists some other categories that's connected to fictosexuality. Like, once again, fictosexuality is people having attraction or sexual attraction to fictional characters. Now, they got one called animate sexual, which is the attraction to anime manga characters. Cartosexual, the attraction to cartoon comic characters. There's no joke, people. Buclosexual, the attraction to visual novel characters. Visual novel sexual, the attraction to visual novel characters. Gamosexual, the attraction to video game characters. Imagisexual, the attraction to fictional characters one can never see. Okay. Enrisexual, the attraction to live action TV show movie characters. OC sexual, the attraction to original characters. Teratosexual, the attraction to monster-related characters. Tobosexual, the attraction to vampire-related characters. Spectrosexual, the attraction to ghost-related characters. Nicosexual, the attraction to Nico-related characters. Annual sexual, the attraction to other animal and hybrid and human hybrid characters. Exclusively to anime and cartoon characters. Allosexual, an attraction for fiction kin, the attraction to fictional characters from their source. Now, if you notice that in reading these different type of sexuals that's supposed to be connected to fictosexuality, you know, one will go, man, that sounds crazy. But people, I want you to understand something, that this thing is real. And like I said, I'm going to do a part two tomorrow because I got a rough starting off tonight. Missed the timing, but will be better on timing, the Lord say the same tomorrow. It's very important to understand that, and as you heard, I read to you concerning this man marrying a hologram. Now, once again, this is no joke. There are people who have become sexually attracted to cartoon characters, you know, you name it. And one of the things, like I told you, it's been about five or six things that came to me in reading about this man, because like I told you, this come up on my laptop on the news, and I was like, fictosexual, I was like, what is that? And when I was reading the news on this guy that I just read to you about, Kondo, Japanese guy, and reading upon what he was sexually attracted to, I said, wow. But then as I thought on it, it did not come too much more as a shock as it did at first, because this virtual reality, when they first started virtual reality, once again, people was all excited. Wow, it makes it look all real and all that. But on the backside was not really thinking what the negative side or the negative thing this thing was pointing us to, okay? And what the virtual reality points you to, it points you to what, see, this is where it's geared up to. This is where I want you to understand where Satan becomes involved. Because the virtual reality thing has just like blown up. And some of us think it's merely nothing, okay? But I can see where Satan has orchestrated a plan through this, because the thing is, number one, is to desensitize us to a point where we'll be able to accept a fake world than the real world, a world of what they call never-ending pleasure, okay? Make you, you know, desensitized to what is really true, and to make up a fake world, a world of your own, okay? You get what I'm saying? I sense the Holy Ghost, and like I said, I'm going to be doing this part two tomorrow. But the important thing is this. The Lord wants people to watch out, because this man, Kondo, has called himself marrying a fictional character. That means that he called himself marrying someone who is not real. Did you hear that? Now, when you look in the book of Genesis chapter 2 and 3 and 1 Corinthians chapter 7, God had a person marrying a person. You will not find anywhere in the Bible where the Lord had you marrying someone that was fictional. Because, see, man now has gotten off into all kinds of different life areas, okay? All kinds of different areas, like off the course of the mark of the Lord. So when God says, for example, a man should marry a woman, and sexual intercourse would be between that husband and wife, man, especially in his fallen state, says, I'm just not going to go with what God said. I'm going to extend this thing further. And this is why you see so much perversion in the Bible. Like God talks about homosexuality. That's between sexual intercourse between a man and a man and a woman and a woman. But he also talks about bestiality. That's between a human and a beast, which we know today that's going on today. I mean, there are people, I did a broadcast on a woman This was about two or three years ago. And this one of these women was over there, I think, in one of the other countries. But she married, I think, her cat. It was either her cat or her dog. She has grown in quote in love with her animal to a point where she's married. Now I'm telling you that right before a nation get ready to go down, the nation start performing all kinds of perversions. Okay. Now this guy Kondo over there in Japan, he had made himself and married a hologram. And the hologram, if I'm not mistaken, what I read, supposed to have been a 16-year-old. Now this man is 38, okay? 38 years old. And see, this virtual reality is more like making up your own fantasy world, which that is something that Satan wants you to do. He wants you to get caught up in this fantasy world. Because if he can get you caught up in this fantasy world, then he can get you. You understand what I'm saying? Hallelujah. So, tomorrow I am going to continue with this part two of this. We're going to go a little bit further. Let us pray. Father, I thank you in Jesus' name for your word. And I thank you for this opportunity you've given this day. And I pray that you will bless all those who are listening. And Lord God, may you watch over and keep them in Jesus' name. Amen. So, tomorrow, we're going to continue on with part two of this. Look for the advertisement tomorrow. So, once again, this is Brother Nate with the Church of Christ Eliza message. May the Lord bless you. May he keep you. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless.